الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ألم تر إلى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فلما كتب عليهم القتال إذا فريق منهم يخشون الناس كخشية الله أو أشد خشية وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we should remember when the Muslims were in Makkah Mukarrama, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they were subjected to many different types of azab that was meted out to them. They were punished, they were persecuted, etc. And they wanted to retaliate and defend themselves. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a different plan for them. They assumed that a day will come when they will be able to take their haq in Makkah Mukarramah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended that they migrate from Makkah Mukarramah and they go to Madinah Munawwara. So these Muslims, different types of punishment were meted out. And they were punished in Makkah Mukarramah until the verses came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed many verses regarding this hijrah. Allah says, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً. Then listen, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. In other words, make hijrah from Makkah and Mukarramah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to move on to Medina. In one verse Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّ أَرْضِي وَاسِعَةً فَإِيَّايَ فَعْبُدُونَ. That my land is vast. In other words, if you are fearing the enemy, there is khawf of the enemy, you are unable to practice your deen here, and you know that you are mazloom in this land, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba to move on from Makkah and to migrate to Medina. فَإِيَّا يَفَعْبُدُونَ. The idea is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. When this verse was revealed and sahaba radiallahu anhum knew that they are about to make hijrah, then they had certain concerns, certain worries. And one of the main concerns was Allah, they said, Ya Rasulullah, that if we have to go to Medina, in Medina, laysa lana aqar wala mal. We don't have any property there in Medina, we don't have any wealth there in Medina, perhaps they don't even have people that they know there in Medina, here in Makkah Mukarramah. Yes, they were mazloom in Makkah, but they did have something. Some sahaba radiallahu anhum had some sahaba were poor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that my land is vast, and a few verses after them, Allah says, وَكَأَيِّ مِن دَابَّ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. How many dabba, how many animals are there that physically can't even carry their own rizq? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for them. And then Allah says, اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. And don't forget, Allah is even providing for you too. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is hearing what you're saying, and Allah knows deep down the inner thoughts. So then they migrated, they came to Madinah Munawwara. After they came to Madinah Munawwara, in the beginning things were a little easier for them in terms of their khawf was subsiding, they were no more fearing the enemy like how they were fearing the enemy in Makkah Mukarrama. So when jihad became fard, then a handful of the mu'mineen of the sahaba radiallahu anhum fell, then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could postpone that order of jihad. Initially in Makkah Mukarramah, when they wanted to fight, they were very eagerly to fight at that time because they were mazloom. But now when they came to Madinah Munawwara, things were a little easier for them. So they asked, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered this now? Couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala postpone the order of jihad for a while? And regarding that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now revealed this verse, saying that don't be like that. Rather, you should be ready to fight. And you should realize that the mata' of this dunya is qaleel. So Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. Don't you see those people when it was said to them, in other words, the mu'mineen, the sahaba, a group, a handful of them, كُفُّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. Now in Makkah, they wanted to fight, but Allah says, كُفُّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ, then hold back, don't fight. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Do what you are ordered to do in Makkah, perform your salah, give your zakah. In fact, the order that was given to them in Makkah and Mukarramah was to make maaf and to pardon and to forgive the enemy. They were also few in number at that time in Medina. Then when Islam began to grow and the numbers began to increase, then the order of jihad came. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ. But now when they are in Medina and qital is now prescribed upon them, lo and behold, you see a group, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ. You begin to fear people, كَخَشَّةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشَّةِ. And they fear people now like how one would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or even more than that, So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it shouldn't be like this. Rather you should have the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you, more than people. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَا كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ And then they made this remark, the statement. In some Mufassirin mentioned, they didn't say this on their tongue, rather it was more in, it came from their heart. They felt that, oh Allah, لِمَا كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ And this is fitratan. Insan sometimes is created like this if he has to see things a little easier for him at some other place. Then sometimes we won't say that they were laxed or they were relaxing here in Medina and they didn't want to fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it was not like that. Rather they just felt that maybe now when things have settled down a bit, why is it such that now jihad is now fard upon us? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reason or the hikmah, the divine wisdom for now, ordering them with jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew very well why he's doing that. So they questioned, لِمَا كَتَبَتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ This thought came in their mind. Rather we put it like this, that this thought came in their heart or in the mind, in their minds. Then why have you prescribed upon us qital? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Why have you prescribed upon us this jihad and enjoined upon us this? Why Allah didn't postpone this for a short time? In other words, we don't need to do it right now. Maybe we could do it after a while. قُلْ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا Are you ready to take benefit from this worldly life? مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيل The mata'u of this dunya, the enjoyment and the comforts of this worldly life, etc. All of this is qaleel. It's here for a short while. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى Remember, having your mind, put right in front of your minds the following, وَالْآخِرَةِ The akhirah is better for the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا Whatever happens after that, remember, you will never be oppressed even to the measurement of a fatil. And fatil refers to something small, something very, very minute, something very small. Even that much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will not be oppressed. In other words, if you have to pass away and become a shaheed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you your full reward for that. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.